let me go back to this. Each time we throw them back, the artillery was bad because it was coming in and we were getting casualties more from the artillery. And that was the coast artillery, right? The
German and also getting hit by both ways.
We went out on patrols every day trying to get through to get ammunition because ammunition was starting to run low. I went out on two patrols one day and we went down through the farmhouses, behind the farmhouses, through the brush until we got to the swamps by the Morteray River. The Morteray or the Dove. The Dove is another river.
Okay. I don't even know which one was which. That's those up there.
Uh-huh.
I still don't know okay. which was which.
At the time, I didn't know which one it was. There were 12 of us. We waded out into the water. The parachutes with the colors we knew were supply chutes. So we waded out and we started to drag them in. And the water was in some places 3 feet deep. Some places it was just almost over your head.
One of the slimy.
One of the chutes that we dragged in, it had a body on it.
How tangled up, yeah.
How the hell it got tangled up with another chute? He evidently had been shot in the air and landed in the water. The next thing we know, just going back to that jump, what went through your mind as you were going down? Do you recall?
Get to the ground. Get to the ground. That's all. It's only, I think it was 750 feet. That's very quick. If you go the first 75 feet, your chute opens up, and then you're coming down pretty fast.
Now, when you say very
seems
quick.
Like forever, but it's very fast.
About how, total time, what, about a minute?
Jesus, I don't know. A minute, 2 minutes maybe, maximum.
And what did you see? Did you see the other?
All I could see down below, looking down below what was there, and it was dark. All I could see eventually, formation of trees and stuff as I'm coming down and I'm looking for a clearing, but then the rattle through the parachute, but the bullets were flying up, and as they're going through the parachute they leave a crackling sound. So I hear that crackling sound, that's when I started collapsing my chute. I figured get on the ground. It's only a, like I say, it's a minute, but that minute is at 20 minutes, you know what I mean? And I just like a wild man, I climbed up the chute to collapse it, to go fast down, get down the ground. And I pivoted what seemed to be coming from this way to firing, so I pivoted and I tried to go this way with the chute. And I went into the hedgerows, through the hedgerow, and then down to where I just about could touch the ground. And I start cutting the parrot, the risers to get down on the ground. And the worst part, we had our rifles inside of a packet. It's the most stupid thing. I don't know who the hell devised this idea. See, you got generals. Generals don't do any fighting. They don't understand. They understand a lot of other things, their logistics and everything. When it comes down to the actual fighting, I don't think any of these, 90% of these generals ever even saw an enemy. So they had us put the inside of a, like a gun case. And strapped over the thing. Now we had to take that gun out. And by the time you untangled everything, you landed right among Germans, you were dead.
Sure.
Fortunately, there were, you know, a distance wherever they were. But you finally get the gun out, throw all the stuff away, the mine, the May West, all the Germans. What the hell do they need this stuff for? Even the gas mask. I said, if they use gas, I'm going to die from gas. If I carry this thing with me, it's going to get me killed anyway because you can't get through the brush.